And now, live from Rutherfordton, North Carolina, this is the Audio Boo of Jason Bond Show, also known as John Hill. And here is your host, John Hill. Okay, that sucked. Admit it. Today was a pretty good day. Matt's doing better. Have no idea when she's going to come back home, or if she will. There is the possibility that we may have her put up there at Oak Grove. It's one of those things. It's the nicest, one of the nicest nursing homes in the area. They would provide her 24/7 care. You know, it's tempting to, you know, leave her up there and let her stay there and be able to interact. It's a nice place, but at the same time, I don't know how her psychological makeup would go if she knew she had to stay up there. You know, she's all right now knowing that it's only temporary, but if she had to stay there permanently, I don't know. I've been sort of saying, how do you like it? If we had to put you there permanently, what would you think? The plan right now is that she comes back home in about 3 weeks. Well, it'd actually be 2 weeks from this Sunday, because that would be the last day that Medicare would pay for her rehab. Now, I don't know if Medicaid would do anything if she needed it past that time. All I know is that as of right now, she's doing pretty good. Hopefully, she will show some more improvement over the next week or so. And if that happens, I'd feel more optimistic that she could come back home. She's going to go to dialysis tomorrow. I'm hoping things get better because, frankly, right now, I'm kind of on the edge of either it's going to go better or not. In other news, Tiger Woods, was there a layoff? Something kind of layoff or something? Guy shoots 4 under. After all he's been through, self-inflicted, I might add. I mean, nobody put a gun to your head to make you cheat, Tiger. But guy went out and shot 4 under at the Masters after all he did. I mean, if he wins this tournament after all he's been through, he's got a shot at the Grand Slam. Because, you know, Tiger's one of those guys that maybe this was the kick in the ass he needed. Somebody exposed him for what he was doing. And now that he's actually realized, hey, I gotta get my life and my act together. Well, he's done that, at least supposedly. We don't know for certain. I have a feeling, though, that somewhere down the road, there's gonna be a divorce, a nice little settlement for Elon. And, Tiger will be a man again, and this whole sex addiction thing will go by the wayside. He'll be banging everything in a skirt, every hot looking woman in a skirt. I mean, seriously, Wilt Chamberlain supposedly bagged 20,000 women. Does anybody seriously call him a sex addict? Please. Anyhow, I got about 45 seconds left on this thing. Let me wrap it up by saying that, there's controversy at Duke University. Some of the academic types there don't like the fact that Mike Krzyzewski and the Duke basketball team had a pep rally to welcome home the national champs because it cut into their precious class time. Ooh! Preppy University has a little bit of a hissy fit over their basketball team. Stuck up Duke Blue Devil fans. Ah ha ha ha. Enjoy it while you can because Carolina will be back next year to right the ship and kick your ass. And that is it for now. Goodbye, good luck, good night, and may the good news be yours.